Wonderful music. Praise the Lord.
我们也欢迎各位新朋友跟我们一起来崇拜主。
We welcome new friends worshiping with us.
我感谢主呢，今天有个这么漂亮的讲台在这里啊。
So I'm glad to use podium to preach again.
这个讲台都弄得漂漂亮了，很好了。
So we renovate the podium to make it look nicer.
上个礼拜没有机会跟大家一起，因为我去看我的儿子。
Last Sunday I wasn't here because I was visiting my son.
他感谢主了，他的太太Alice 呢也有四个月的那个小 baby 啊，要十一月才诞生。
My son Micah's wife, Alice, pregnant 4 months into her gestation. Due day is November.
我的媳妇啊，身体非常好。
So Alice is very healthy.
我们在大家都量我们的血压什么东西啊，哇，她比我们好得多了。
Her blood pressure is better than all of us.
她的工作也很好。
Her job is nice also.
我的儿子是为那个整个地方啊，那个 New Orleans 那个地方呢的那个浸信会，美南浸信会的总会来工作。
My wife worked for Southern Baptist headquarters in New Orleans.
她不是总裁，她是一个副的总裁。
So he's vice president.
他带我去看他这个做工的地方啊，哇，比这里这个呈现的那个总会的，就是大的很多了。
I toured his office; it's much bigger than the headquarters here in Orange County.
哇，他那个地方呢，好像一个很大的公园一样，完全几亩的绿草啊，哇，那个他的这那个 building 啊，房间啊。都是很漂亮很大的。
So just like a giant park, it was wonderful building.
所以我们看见我们浸信会啊，在南部啊，在美国呢，都是很庞大的一个机构。
So in the South, Southern Baptist is very dominant.
那儿子也带我去拜访他的教授。
So he also took me to visit his professors.
有两个很著名的一个教授。
So two are very famous.
Micah 很聪明啊。
So my son Micah is so smart.
请他们吃饭。
So treat them to dinner.
那呢，因为这些教授上来就是帮助他教导他论文啊，帮助他毕业的。
So they are all his advisors, so has something to do with whether he can graduate or not.
教授的跟我们吃饭的时候很赞赏，感谢主呢给麦卡的他的学业很好。
They praise Micah profusely during the dinner.
在 New Orleans 那边呢很多公园。
So there are many parks in New Orleans.
有机会去看那些湖啊，那些公园都很漂亮，很大。
Lakes, swamps, they're all nice.
但是可惜有点事情。
There's one something that's pitiful.
就是天气很不好。
Weather was not nice.
常常有大雨，有暴风。
Rain, storm, gale.
这阵子有太阳过一阵子又许多下雨了。
Sunny mixed with shower.
我儿子要我去那边住。
My son want me to live there.
但是我想师母跟我的都是可能考虑不大喜欢去了。
I don't think so.
加州好得多了。
Southern California, much nicer.
那我们呢前两天就回来了。
So we came back 2 days ago.
一切都很平安，感谢主，谢谢你的祷告。
Thanks for your prayer. I had a nice trip.
啊，那呃，今天呢，就为大家来啊讲的题目就是天父为你准备了什么。
My sermon is What is your Heavenly Father preparing for you?
我看看是不是这个东西哈，给大家来看看神为我为您预备的是什么了。OK， 啊，就是这个了。天父为你准备最好的奖品。
So Heavenly Father prepared the best reward for you.
让我们来看看今天的经文，好不好？
Let's read the verses today.
要什么样的人才可以得到天父的奖赏呢？
What kind of people can receive the reward from Heavenly Father?
那我们看呢，这段圣经说，当时西比泰的妻子就带着两个儿子上前跪在耶稣面前，有事要求他。耶稣问他，你要什么呢？他说，在你的国度，让我这个两个儿子，一个坐在你的右边，一个坐在你的左边。
Zebedee's wife brought his two sons in front of Jesus and asked him, What do you want from me in your kingdom? Please let my son, one sitting on your right and the other sitting on your left.
那这段经文让我看见了一个普通的父母的心态。
So we all know how parents think.
都盼望儿子可以有高的地位。
They wish great position for their kids.
这两个儿子，圣经讲就是雅各、约翰，他们呢来求耶稣的很聪明，带妈妈去求了。
So James and John with their mother to ask for Jesus.
妈妈叫做沙罗米 Shalom.
Shalom was the mom's name.
那他要他的儿子在耶稣的国度里面呢做宰相。
So they want their son to be in charge in heavenly realm.
今天我们相信父母都祈求儿女有一天得到最好的福分。
So we all wish our kids to be successful.
不单只进了天国，更要得到奖赏。
Not just entering the heaven, but also receive the reward.
我们自己也十分渴望在神的面前有奖赏。
We long for his reward to us in heaven also.
这个要求并不是过分。
We are not asking too much.
保罗使徒保罗说，我们在天家的路上奔跑啊，就好像一个人跑要得到奖赏一样。
Paul said we're running for reach for the award.
那这种心态是每一个基督徒都需要学习的。
This is the rifle mentality for every Christian.
你有这样的心态的时候，才可以做一个有长进的基督徒。
With such attitude, then you can grow as a Christian.
那今天有些基督徒，我想啊，就是说，哦，我信了耶稣了。
Some Christians may think, I already believe in Jesus.
我会上天堂了。
So for sure, I can enter heaven.
我不需要做什么东西了。
Nothing for me, nothing else for me to do.
我就在这里的做我的事，等要上天堂了。
Just go about my own business, waiting to get into heaven.
这个不是神的心态，神的旨意。
This is not God's will.
有长进，有追求，才是神给我们的旨意。
God's will is for us to grow and search for Him all the time.
神要你在天国里面得到更好的福分，更好的奖赏。
He wants to give you reward in heaven.
但是我们继续看下去，沙罗米所求的，耶稣呢就告诉他们有需要不同的一个思想。
There are certain qualifications.
我们大家一同来念，好不好？
Let's read together in Mandarin.
耶稣回答，你们不知道所求的是什么。我将要喝的杯，你们能喝吗？他们对他说，我们能。耶稣说，我说是的杯，你 要喝，所以坐在我的左右，不是我可以试的，而是我父为谁预备，就是给谁。其余十个门徒听见，所以他们兄弟俩很生气。耶稣叫了他们来说，你们知道外邦人有君王做主治理他们，有大臣操掌，但是在你们中间不可这样，你们中间谁愿为大就要做你们的佣人，谁愿为首就做你们的仆人。正如人子来不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
But three in English, you don't know what you are asking. Jesus said to them, can you drink the cup I am going to drink? We can, they answered. Jesus said to them, you will indeed drink from my cup, but to sit at my right or left is not for me to grant. These places belong to those for whom they have been prepared by my Father. When the ten heard about this, they were indignant with the two brothers. Jesus called them together and said, you know that the ruler of the Gentile lord it over them, and their high officials exercise authority over them. Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be your slave, just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many.
从这里我们看见耶稣向他们说清楚谁才可以得到伟大，得到神的奖赏。
Jesus told them clearly how can they receive the reward.
耶稣要我们，要您跟我呢，他的门徒啊，不要像世界的君王一样。
So Christ said, don't be like the king and official in this world.
不要去管人。
Don't lord over others.
不要去操纵人听你的话。
Do not manipulate others to listen to your own way.
耶稣要您跟我做仆人。
They want you, he wants us to be his servant.
来服侍其他的弟兄姐妹。
To serve other brothers and sisters.
要学习主的榜样。
Learn Jesus' example.
能够为人牺牲自己。
Sacrifice for others.
使别人得到益处。
Benefit others.
肯谦卑。
Humble.
受人的指挥。
Be directed.
才会得到天父的心想。
Only this way can you receive heavenly reward.
这种的心，生命实在跟世俗的思想完全不同。
It's totally against secular thinking.
有了这种虚己的态度，我们才会在才不会在教会里面彼此相争。
Humble ourselves so that there will be no conflicts in the church.
像保罗所说，凡事都有先驱温柔。
Humble, be gentle.
忍耐，用爱心彼此宽容。
Tolerate each other with love.
以和睦和彼此联络。
Be peaceable with each other.
能够切力保守圣灵给我们合一的心。
So that the Spirit can give us a heart of unity.
这样的基督徒才能够在天国里得到高位。
So this kind of Christian can receive high position in heaven.
叫做仆人啊。
We have to be servant.
同时我们做仆人的时候呢，就需要有信心了。
So we can have faith being a servant.
我们的信心就更加会增加了。
So we can increase our faith.
我们在神的面前要寻求神的奖赏。
Seek God first for his reward.
这样就需要有信心了。
Then we can have faith.
我们要信他的话。
Have faith in his word.
信他的权柄。
His authority.
信神，相信神所定的规则。
His command.
才能得到他的喜悦。
To please him.
那马太福音六章三十三节告诉我们的， 我们要先求神的国和他的义。
Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness.
我们要继续寻求在天国里面的事。
So seek what's in heavenly kingdom.
我要求更美的家乡。
So seeking for a better hometown.
在地上可能啊。你有很好的居住的地方。
So on earth may be something nice, just like in New Orleans.
但是不能够比起上帝天为你预备的城。
No comparison for what God has provided us for us in heaven.
我们也需要用信心来寻求神的旨意。
Seek His will with faith.
我们在生活中要求明白神的引导。
Understand his guidance.
我们从早到晚都要寻求神在您的心中保守你追求他的国度。
From morning till sunset, always understand his will for his kingdom.
正如有一个有孩子们一样。
Just like some children.
我们要讨父母的喜悦，长辈的喜悦。
To please their parents and elders.
啊，父母很高兴，啊，儿女会做他所吩咐他的事，对不对？
So do what parents ask you to do, to please them.
当孩子做父母喜欢的事，爸爸妈妈就很高兴了。
So parents will be pleased if the, if the kids follow your instruction.
就比他更多的支持，更多的奖赏了。
So more support, more reward for kids.
我感谢就小的时候呢，爸爸妈妈并不富有了。
My parents were not rich.
但是有个姑母啊，我们叫姑姐啊，是比较有钱的。
One of my aunts, she was richer.
啊，他也是个很好的基督徒。
Also a nice Christian.
当我小时候做了一些他喜悦的事的时候呢，就很高兴。
When I did something please her, she'll be very happy.
啊，给我一些钱，给我一些奖励了。
So she will give me some money to reward me.
啊，我讲了一些好的话，他很高兴，他就带我去他特别的。在香港啊，漂亮的海滩，他的别墅在哪里呢？来享受了。
If I sweet talk to her, and she will take me to her beachfront property.
啊，他给我一些奖赏啊。
And also some reward.
啊，他我来了美国的时候，他曾经来探访我。
So she came to the United States to visit me when I came to the United States.
看见我们的教会那个时候需要买这个买堂。
So she knew we were build a church building.
她年纪很大了，已经。
She was very old.
后来她回到她的家香港的时候，她离开世界的时候呢，都捐了$20,000。给我们教会来建堂。
After she passed away, she designated $20,000 for our church for building fund.
我常常都纪念她。
I remember all the time.
啊，我感谢主，当我们能够求神的喜悦的时候，神一定也会纪念你，奖赏你的。
When we please God, God will remember and reward you.
但是从还有一件事情我们需要注意的，
But there are some others.
就是在我们生活的情况之下，普通生活的要敬畏神的名。
So we must honor God's name.
这个今天在美国我们看到不容易，没有敬畏神的名。
So in the United States, people don't usually honor God's name.
基督徒需要敬畏神的名。
Christian need to honor God's name.
啊，我们看见有许多人滥用神的名，常常用粗话来讲神的名。
So people usually curse with God's name.
他们不知道，有一天神一定会审判他。
They don't know God will judge them in the future.
神要审判美国的原因，其中一个就是我们侮辱神的名，不敬畏他的名啊。
God will punish us for blaspheme His name.
我们用粗口来讲神的名。
So we curse with God's name.
这个是很不对的。
So this is so wrong.
但是如果我们敬畏耶和华。
So fear God.
那神就会施恩给我们了。
So God will show His mercy.
我们知道神的名是伟大的名。
God's name is Almighty.
当他小玉他的名字给摩西的时候呢，哇，摩西都知道神的名不很害怕去讲的。
So when he disclosed his name to Moses, Moses did not dare to even mention.
啊，耶和华这个名字也为。犹太人一路在古代都不敢讲他的名。
Jewish people dare not mention God's name.
啊，但是很可惜，今天许多人随便用耶和华、随便用耶稣的名，都没有很敬畏神。
Alas, nowadays people cursing with Jesus' name.
但是神的名是表示他的大能。
God's name means His power.
名表示他是创造者。
He's a creator.
表示他医治我们。
Healer.
表示他是我们的牧羊、牧者。
Shepherd.
他是我们的公义。
Provider.
所以我们要常常敬畏他。
We need to revere His name.
那我们这样就为天国可以做一些事情了。
This way we can do something for heavenly kingdom.
啊，神要我们在他天国的时候要遵行他的诫命。
To follow his command.
这样子才会得到奖赏。
To receive his reward.
那我们知道神要我们遵行他一切的教导。
Follow his edict.
啊，服从主的命令。
And his command.
实行耶稣在圣经里面叫我们做的教训。
Follow the teaching in the Bible through Jesus Christ.
圣经把旧约、新约都连起来，让我们知道神要我们做的是什么。
New Testament and Old Testament connecting together to show God's will for us to do.
我们服从他的话，就好像孩子服从父母的话一样。
Obey his word as kids obey parents.
我们中国人都晓得要怎么遵从父母的吩咐。
We Chinese know how to obey parents.
这个基督徒也需要同样遵从天父的吩咐。
Christians should follow God's
就是要尽心、尽性、尽意爱你的神。
Love your God with all your heart, all your might.
这样子神就会记录您所做的。
God will record what you have done.
就给你有大大的赏赐。
And reward you a plenty.
同时要得神的赏赐的人要做什么呢？
What else do you need to do to receive the reward?
就是要接待门徒。
Be hospitable to his disciples.
大家我们一起来念好不好？接纳你们的就是接纳我，接纳我的就是接纳差遣我的哪位，把先知当作先知接纳的，彼得先知的赏赐，把义人当作义人接纳的，彼得义人的赏赐，无论谁只因门徒的名，就算把一杯凉水给这小子中的一个我实在告诉你们，他一定会得到赏赐。
Let's read in English. Anyone who welcomes you welcomes me, and anyone who welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Whoever welcomes a prophet as a prophet will receive a prophet's reward, and whoever welcomes a righteous person as a righteous person will receive a righteous person's reward.And if anyone gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones, who is my disciples, truly I tell you, that person will certainly not lose their reward.
今天我们在美国生活，许多时候呢，都关在自己的家门里面，在自己的房子里面。
Nowadays, we just close our door and live our own life.
有时候会招呼一些亲戚。
Sometimes we entertain relatives.
但是神要我们要接待招呼所有他的门徒。
But God wants us to be hospitable to all His disciples.
就是特别有需要的门徒。
Especially disciples in need.
我们要看他们的情况。
We need to look into their condition.
看他们的需要，有什么需要帮助的。
Tend to their needs.
在物质上。
Immaterial.
特别今天在属灵的心境里面。
In spirituality.
有谁他的情感很孤单。
Sometimes people are lonely.
他们有什么特别的需要，我们要关怀他们。
So we need to care for them.
我们不需要让人来做，我们自己要做。
So just take the responsibility to do it yourself.
耶稣讲，一杯凉水，神都会看明，能够报应。
God even remember you gave a cup of cold water.
就是我们要救济贫穷的人了。
So we need to take care of the poor people.
任何人他有什么物质、身体上的需要，我们都有责任去教应他们。
It's our responsibility to take care of others' people's body.
这个是我们都需要学习的。
We need to learn.
我们做基督徒要显出爱心的榜样。
So we need to show that love as a Christian.
就是要接待门徒了。
To receive fellow Christians.
特别宣教士。
Especially missionary.
特别那些奉献为神做工的人。
A servant of God.
我们要支持他们。
Support them.
这个都是我们需要做的。
This is our duty.
今天我们在教会里面需要教会长进。
We want the church to grow.
那我们就想了，我们招呼许多贫穷的人，或者有需要的从中国来的人。
So we need to take care of the poor people and people from China.
但是我们就看，哎呀，他们来了教会一阵子，要跑掉了。
But they comes and goes.
他们得了一些东西呢，就离开我们了。
Took advantage and left.
我们不是要需求那些我们帮助的人有谁 对我们有什么报答。
We shouldn't expect anything in return when we help.
我们不是为了教会人数增长，人家继续来去帮助别人。
Church is not about numbers of people coming.
这个是我们这种自私的心态。
It's a selfish thought.
我们无论谁有需要，我们要帮助他们。
Regardless.We need to help.
不需要为自己的好处。
Not just for our own benefits.
这个就是接待门徒的心意。
So that's what it means to be hospitable to fellow disciples.
同时，我们也不怕为耶稣受逼害。
Don't be afraid to be prosecuted for Jesus' sake.
那耶稣这里讲得很清楚，接种的人才会得到很大的赏赐。
So such the person prosecuted will receive reward.
当我们遵守圣经的教训的时候呢，跟世界的文化有时候有冲突了。
If we follow teaching of Bible, we will have conflict with the world's culture.
所以有许多人今天在世界不喜欢基督徒的。
So that's why the world doesn't like Christians.
看不起基督徒的。
Despise Christian.
但是我们不要怕。
Fear not.
我们可以忍受。
We can tolerate.
今天特别在世界上许多地方，基督徒都受迫害。
There are many places Christians are being prosecuted.
我们如果看看你的computer， 你去看，你就知道许多地方都是基督徒受迫害。
You can know such thing online.
我们就看中国，特别许多大陆的基督徒受迫害。
Especially in China, Christians are being persecuted.
牧师被关在监狱里面。
Pastors put to jail.
十字架被毁掉。
So the cross being destroyed.
在讲台上讲的 不许讲耶稣再来的信息。
So there's no preaching of second coming of Jesus.
啊，不能讲启示录的信息。
No mentioning about Revelation.
啊，同时呢，现在今天美国有些事情是跟圣经反对的。
Especially even in America, contradicts Bibles.
啊，比如说同性恋。
Homosexuality.
啊，整个国家都接受了，对不对？
So it's in the law.
但是在圣经上是绝对反对神的。
But in Bible, that's displease God.
神不容许的。
God will not allow.
男就是男，女就是女。
So what is man is man, woman is woman.
也不能说有些中等的啊，两样都可以的。
No transgender or queer.
因为神创造人的时候，创造男，创造女。
God created everybody.
这个是神的旨意。
This is God's will.
我们不能自己去改变。
We cannot change what God has created.
同时，今天在美国堕胎是很普遍的事情。
The abortion is commonplace in America.
哦，自从1963年开始，现在呢，几十万的婴孩在母腹里面都被杀掉了。
Since 1963, millions and millions of fetuses were murdered.
这个神是很不高兴的。
So God displeased about this.
但是我们不要怕。
Fear not.
虽然有人会批评你，
You'll be criticized.
虽然有人说你不合乎现在的文化，
So you're out of date.
但是在天上，耶稣讲，您有赏赐。
But there will be reward in heaven for you.
今天，在许多世界的地方，好像北韩、阿富汗、Pakistan 这地方，许多基督徒受很大的苦。
North Korea, Pakistan, Afghanistan, many Christians are being persecuted.
全世界至少有300万的那些基督徒受害。
At least more than 3 million Christians are being prosecuted.
Yes. 我们要为他们祷告。
We need to pray for them.
我们也求神帮助我们要能够不怕被迫害。
May God help us not to be fearful about persecution.
虽然世界有人以我们为仇敌。
Even though there are people enemy to Christian.
但是圣经反而教导我们要善待仇敌。
But be loving to your enemy.
要善待那些需要借债的人。
And be loving to the debtor.
这个是圣经耶稣的教训。
So this is teaching from Christ.
你看，耶稣讲，你们祷要爱仇敌，要善待他们，借给人不指望偿还，你们赏赐就很多，你们必做至高者的儿子，因为他恩待那忘恩不作的人，你们要仁慈，像你的天父是仁慈一样。
Loving to your enemy, do good to them and lend them without expecting to get anything back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High, because He is kind to the ungrateful and wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful.
神要我们不要跟人大来斗。
Do not be in conflict with others.
特别呢，是反对我们都要爱他们。
Love your enemy.
我跟大家讲过，我的外祖父，祖父谢泰克呢，泰克呢，他在村子里面第一个信耶稣。
My paternal grandfather is the first one to believe in Jesus in his village.
他信了耶稣之后受很大的迫害。
He was persecuted after that.
整个村子的人都骂他，长老骂他，孩子拿粪叼在他身上。
So he was thrown dunce onto his body and got smacked at.
但是他忍受了。 他爱村子的人。
He endured and showed his love.
结果神使用他带领整个村子信了耶稣了。
So eventually the whole village believed in Jesus Christ.
后来他离开村子去了广州那个地方呢，专门向贫穷人传福音。
Then he went to another place to preach the gospel to poor people.
特别像那一些拉车的啊，那些车夫啊，啊，那些你都知道啊，在中国的时候啊，你要去哪里，有人拉帮你拉车，就像那些拉车夫来传福音。
Especially those slowly laborers.
啊，感谢主，带领许多贫穷人信了耶稣了。
And he led many poor people to believe in Christ.
结果神就使用他咯，他在那个广州建立第一间拉车夫的那个教堂。
So he established the first church for the lowly laborer.
那个教堂呢，叫苦力教堂。
So its name is Cooley Church.
就是这个礼拜堂，现在没有了。
So no longer exists, but I can show you the photograph.
后来有些人觉得，哎呀，这个名字太可怜了，把它改变，就把它后来呢，共产党来的，把整个教会都改变呢，做了另外的东西了。
Communists came and converted into other use.
但是感谢主，在他那个时代。神使用他的带领这些贫穷的借债的人，带领他们做了基督徒。
God used him in his generation to lead many to Christ.
各位弟兄姐妹，您跟我都要在这方面多学习。
We need to learn more like this.
我们对外面的人好，对自己的教会也要更好。
So be peaceful to people inside and outside church alike.
大家你看这个圣经讲的，我们是神的同工啊，我们要在神所建造的工程上面建立起来。
So we work together in God's field.
那我们已经有这个根基，这个根基耶稣所立的就是教会。
So the foundation of the church is Jesus Christ.
你看第十二节说，有人用金银宝石、草木和金在根上建造个人的工程，就必要显露出来了。
So verses 12, if anyone builds on this foundation using gold, silver, costly stone, wood, hay, or straw.
有一天神就会看审判我们所做的试验。我们所做的
Their work will be shown and judgment will come.
啊，当那些神审判的时候，神就会看见我们在教会建造的是什么东西。
So on the judgment day, God will decide what we have built in church.
你在教会所建立的是宝贵的、帮助人的、不自私的，哎，就会得到奖赏了。
Precious, unselfish.Will be rewarded.
因为我们所做的工是永远存在，带领人信耶稣，带领人进天国，带领人属灵长进，神是很欣赏的。
Leading people to Christ into heaven, that's permanent. God will reward us.
但是如果我们在教会是为了自私，
if we'll just be selfish in the church,
为了自己的名誉，
for our own reputation,
为了人的奖赏，
for personal reward,
不会得到神的喜悦啊。
God will not be pleased.
啊，神消的时候，把所有的工程都消掉了。
So because during judgment day, God will burn us up to see what is really built, the real foundation.
所以求神帮助我们今天在教会里建立更好的工作。
So may God help us to build better work in the church.
那我们什么时候才得到神的奖赏呢？
So when do we receive the reward?
哦，我们看到，以赛亚书也告诉我们呢，他的赏赐是当主耶稣临到世界的时候。
So when Jesus comes again.
我们看圣经都知道，耶稣再来的时候 也带领众天使、众圣徒来，他就要审判所有的人了。
So he will come with angels and judge us also with his reward.
他来的时候就会按照我们所做的来查验我们。
So he will judge us according to what we have done.
圣经讲他的报应在他面前。
So his recompense accompanies him.
他的赏赐也在那里。
His reward is with him.
就是耶稣再来的时候得到赏赐。
So that's during the second coming of Jesus Christ.
继续我们看以赛亚书也说呢，我们要预备耶稣的再来。
We need to be prepared for the second coming.
就是预备这个道路，除去一切，让耶稣很快来到这里。
Build the road, prepare the people.
那个是什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
就是我们要把一切神不喜悦的东西都除掉，
get rid of,
带领更多人信耶稣。
Get rid of what displeases God and bring more people to the Lord.
他来的时候，赏赐就在他面前了。
He will bring his reward.
今天我们知道主耶稣来的时候是什么时候呢？
Do we know when he's coming?
像马太福音告诉我们，他来的时候，世界有许多的灾难。
When he comes, there's disaster in the world.
有饥荒，
famine,
有地震，
earthquake,
有各样的世界里这个天气那个星球各样的不好的东西。
So all kinds of things.
但是看见这些东西，知道耶稣来的时候近了。
So when you see those disasters, you know. Second coming is near.
今天我们看见这个疫苗这个 COVID-19 这个疫的东西就知道全世界都受到很大的一个攻击。
Pandemic affects the world over.
我们看见地震继续有。
Earthquakes is non-stop.
火山继续有爆发。
And a hurricane just keeps blowing up.
看见北方的那些冰的雪的山都掉下来，让气候都改变。
Volcano erupting, global warming, glacier melting.
我们知道耶稣来的时候更加近了。
So we know his coming is so near.
所以我们要准备耶稣他的审判。
So prepare for his judgment.
所以当审判的时候，弟兄姐妹，我们要知道呢，不要失去你的赏赐。
Be careful not to lose your reward.
圣经讲，你们要小心，不要失去所完成的工作，要得到充足的赏赐。
Watch out that you do not lose what you have worked for, but that you may be rewarded fully.
你所做的一切，无论大小，神都会纪念的。
God remember what you have done.
神不单只有生命的册，纪念每一个人的名字。
The book of life is not just names only.
在伟大的神，他的天使，他的记录里面，无论大小事，你做什么，您都会得到报应，得到赏赐。
He knows everything. It will be judged accordingly.
所以今天我们在世界上生活，不要以为我要赚什么什么，我有我的自由，但是得罪神的是不好的。
Don't live just for yourself. Do not offend God.
但是有时候或者我觉得，哎呦，我也不是怎么很厉害的人啊，做了什么大事啊，我会有什么奖赏啊？
I'm so trivial. What reward can I get?
神会纪念你一切所做的。
God remember everything.
虽然小小的事情，神都纪念的。
Even though you're nobody, God remembers you.
你想不到的，神会给你有赏赐的。
Even the thing you have forgotten, God will reward accordingly.
我记得我在中学，在香港一个浸信会的中学，叫做培正中学念书。
So I study in a Baptist junior high in Hong Kong.
high school.
Oh, high school.
Yeah, 那个我的成绩也不是顶好了。
My grade is so-so.
许多我的同学都是很厉害的，物理啊，数学啊，哦，那他们都是考美国都是头等的，很厉害的。
Many of my classmates are much, much better than I was.
我就是平平常常的一个学生而已了。
I was just middle of the pack.
到了中学毕业大的典礼的时候
，During graduation，
在这个大礼堂里面呢，哦，他们说我们要奖赏那些学生得到奖品的。就出来领受奖品。
In assembly hall, they're handing out rewards.
一个一个啊，那些同学都很厉害了。
One by one, the outstanding went up.
他们叫我的名啊。
All of a sudden, my name was called.
我说什么原因啊
？For what?
我做错了什么事啊
？What did I do?
哦，原来我得到一个奖品。
I received a reward.
大家看，加个奖品，厉害哦
！So see, I got an outstanding reward.
开始的时候金色的，很漂亮的。
It was gold plated.
你说我得了什么奖品呢
？What did I get?
圣经奖
，The Bible Award.
啊，我真是想不到。
Out of my beyond my expectation.
神会也同样纪念你的。
God will remember you.
可能你觉得我没做什么，但是你遵循他的旨意，神就给你奖赏了。
Follow His will, you will be rewarded.
但是不要笨半路废弃。
So don't do anything half-heartedly.
有许多基督徒我们看见了啊，是这样，许多教会基督都退后。
So many Christians.Are half baked.
堕入世界的引诱
So fell into temptation of the world.
为家事钱财挂虑
Worry about family finance.
为许许多多事的整天忙碌
Busy body.
但是不侍奉神
Do not serve God.
偶然去教会
Just showed up once in a while during service.
结婚了
Wedding.
有孩子了
Childbirth,
有孙子啊
grandkids,
照顾孩子啊，不能去教堂啊。
So babysit took precedence over worship.
这样子慢慢离开神啊。
So just gradually departed from church.
神要你站立得稳。
So stand on firm ground.
坚持你的信心。
Confirm your faith.
完成神给你的工作。
Finish God's work for you.
你看神说什么？得到充足的赏赐。
You'll be rewarded fully.
愿主可以赐给大家有充足的赏赐。
May you be rewarded fully.
请低头祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你爱我们。
You love us.
你要我们长进。
You want us to grow.
你不单单只是要我们上天堂而已啊。
Not just going to heaven.
你要为每一个这里的弟兄姐妹预备最好的奖品。
But you prepare a reward for everyone.
不是跟人家争斗。
Not just fight.
乃是合乎神你的旨意。
But follow God's will.
做众人的仆人。
Be servant to all.
愿意侍奉弟兄姐妹。
Serve others.
感谢你
，Thank you。
愿神帮助我们实行你的教训。
May God help us to practice what you have taught us。
奉耶稣基督名求。
We pray in Jesus' name。
Amen。
Amen。